This is Description, episode 67 for May 19th, 2009, with material recorded March 13th. I got that date wrong in something I just sent Canadian Podcast Buffet. Whatever.
Am I back where I came from, or have I ended up someplace where I wasn't in the first place? Welcome to Description. Valerie in Toronto. Hello, I'm Valerie. And yep, I'm in Toronto. I'm just now coming out of Union Station and the TTC, and I have begun my trip on The Path. The Path is the underground mall type thing that goes through some of downtown Toronto, and that's what this episode is about. But for the moment, I have a different agenda. Excuse me. I've just turned left at the Starbucks, and I'm on my way to the Royal York Hotel. Pretty much every city's got something like the Royal York Hotel. You know, that hotel that's been around forever. Yeah, that one. That's the Royal York Hotel. And I'm there, here, just going through these doors. Excuse me, for my only contribution to Canadian Music Week this year. Canadian Music Week is North by Northeast for Weasels. And the one thing I'm going to is the Trailblazers Breakfast, which is, people in radio who happen to be women. And they have a little breakfast, I guess. And there's an award called the Rosalie, which is named after Rosalie Tremblay of CKLW. And it's given to some woman who has done really well in radio. And this year it's Erin Davis. Now this whole thing has been thrown by, among other people, Liz Janik, who I worked with. I can't believe I get to say that. Who I worked with, kind of. At a CRTC hearing thing last month in Orillia. No, I didn't bring you with me on that one. but she invited me to this thing. And I was like, well, do I know anybody there? But I kind of do. Enough people. So here I am. And I'm late as usual. So now I've just been walking down a hall with stores and things on either side. And now I have to find this place where we're all meeting at like 7:45 in the morning. Come on, when do I ever do this? So that's my first priority right now, is finding this, and then I'll rejoin you and we'll take the rest of the path. Okay, and we're done, and it's a couple hours later, and let me see how much I can walk around here. I'm on the trade floor, which is a little bit away from, on the other side of the trade floor is where I was, doing stuff, where I was doing the breakfast thing. For some reason now I'm carrying... I couldn't get within the confines of CMW without having to get... without ending up being handed some goodie bag thing, and it happens to be very plastic and very orange. I'm going down the stairs here. It's 9:45? Am I going down the lobby? Yeah, I'm going down the lobby. Okay. So that was pretty cool. Happened was, we got breakfast. Oh, I'm going down to the mezzanine here. We got breakfast, which is good. Breakfast buffet, nice. I wonder if I could sit somewhere in one of these cushy chairs and say something. Along with the fact that I'm wearing these frickin' boots. Wearing these damn boots, so my... feet are going to eventually hurt. Mezzanine, looking out over the lovely lobby of the Royal York Hotel. Quickly, Royal York Hotel. I should probably do a whole show about this place, but, okay, let me think. All right, in the middle of the lobby, there is a clock, a tall clock like you have in Gastown in Vancouver. Doesn't help you if you haven't been in Gastown in Vancouver, does it? And, old-timey train stations, you know, it's like this big clock on a stand, like, and the stand is on a pedestal that is a floor below the lobby, surrounded by circular staircases with railings lined in gold. And above the clock is a chandelier, one of many, but the biggest one, lots of gold. Above it are lots of wooden beams that are decorated with, I don't know what. I don't know why these beams are decorated with anything. Anyway. And so you have three different kinds of people meandering around here. You have tourists. You have musician-looking people, who are the scruffy ones. And you have the weasels, who are the not quite as scruffy ones. And there are... the lobby is long and rectangular. Oh, and as I walk along the mezzanine, there are different pictures of the Royal York's history, which I'll probably do in more detail on the whole other show. I should probably walk down to said lobby. So, this breakfast was called the Trailblazer's Breakfast, and it basically is about women in radio, and they give out an award called the Rosalie Award in the lobby right now. And there's Lisa Brandt on the checking her BlackBerry across the lobby from me. I was going to go up and talk to her because she volunteered to voice print like I did, but and now she's morning person at 680 News, the news station here. But I didn't happen to, because then I ran into this other person who was one of the speakers, who was kind of the keynoter, although it was kind of a short talk for being a keynote, Valerie Geller, who is a consultant with a capital C. And I only mean that in a good way, actually. You wouldn't think it's possible to mean that in a good way, but hey, I'm a consultant, damn it, so I can mean that in a good way. And I got to chatting with her a little bit. She's a really major consultant, but it seems that her main focus is on talent and programming, meaning content and presentation. So I'm going to go down these little circular steps and continue talking. By the way, the floor is like really shiny, and it looks like it's made of a billion tiles, but I don't think they are. I can't tell. They don't have edges on them. Anyway, now I'm going to go downstairs where this phone is going to seem kind of dumb, but I don't care. Screw them. I'm one of those people who, I have an extra powerful cell phone and make people wonder, hey, why doesn't my cell phone work down here? Going down. Okay, now I get to confront one of the many maps that I have to confront. That's going to remind me where the rest of the path system is. Oh, right, I should go back the way I came in order to get back on the path system. All right, got it. So I'm walking down this wide, well, not that wide, thoroughfare. Walking by a game trek on my right and the men's salon on my left. And there are suits and gifts and wetsits. So Valerie Geller was kind of the keynote. By the way, I'm walking past the place now where you get a shoe shine. It's that kind of hotel. And down the steps, old, old, old steps these are. Oh man, I think this goes directly to Union Station as opposed to some other hallway I should have gone down. Oh well. So, when Valerie Geller's talking to these commercial radio people, right? Now, I have said things about commercial radio people, especially in the episode in Edmonton, and the weird kind of, I don't know, priorities that they have. Yep, I'm going up some very old-timey steps to Union Station proper. Oh, well. Yeah. I haven't even started this thing about the path, and I'm freaking lost already. Okay, we're underneath the Union Station, like where the VIA trains go. And so now I have to go across to get to the GO train terminal. That's the, what is it? That's our commuter train, the GO train terminal. And then hang a left, go outside for a second, and then go where I started this whole thing, in Union Station proper. Union Station, the TTC station. Opening another door to get to. Jesus. Hold the door open. Going down to Union Station, the TTC station, where I started this, and now I just walked a great big old circle. Genius. Well, this Valerie Geller person, and some other people who are prominent at this breakfast, they're just as content-focused as podcasters are. Now, it's easy for that to get lost in radio amidst a lot of other shit. But there are still people who dig that, and Valerie Geller's one of them. So basically, radio station... Okay, right now, I'm at the intersection that at the beginning of this sound scene tour, I had turned left to go to the Royal York Hotel in the first place. This time, instead of turning left, I will go right. I will not go right. I will go straight. Dumbass. Jesus. Sign. North Tower Lobby. Straight. Toronto Dominion Center. Straight. Bay Wellington Street. Straight. Eatery at Royal Bank Plaza. Below. Lower Concourse. No big shock. Below. All right. So we'll go toward the only direction I can go. This is where I am now, I think, is the Royal Bank Tower. I think that's the shiny gold one that Dad used to think was actually plated in gold. I'm not sure about that. So the mezzanine above me is the main branch, I guess, of Royal Bank of Canada. I am now going to turn left and go toward... Oh, here are the path signs, the littler path signs. And it'll say, like it says now, there's a little sign pointing with a red arrow saying, you are in Royal Bank Plaza, south to Union Station. And then there's another sign that has a blue arrow that I never see enough that says, you are in Royal Bank Plaza, north to Toronto Dominion Center. And that's the way I'm going, I think. So radio stations go to Valerie Geller and they go, nobody likes us, what's our problem? Or not really, nobody likes us, what's our problem? It's, our ratings suck, what's our problem? And she says, well, nobody likes you. And then they say, Valerie, nobody likes us. What's our problem? And she goes, well, you're dicks. And then they do what she says, and they do better. Big freaking shock. So here's this card that was on every play setting at the breakfast. Geller Media International. I'm continuing to walk into the Toronto Dominion Center thing while I'm saying this. Creating powerful radio. Point. All of these are little bullet points. Speak visually in terms a listener can quote-unquote picture. That's supposed to be, I think, what my PAB, my Podcasters Across Borders thing, is supposed to be about this year. Eek. Start with your best material. Story tell powerfully. Never let anything go too long. I haven't learned that yet, have I? Listen to your station. Ask, why would someone want to hear this? Address each listener individually. Use you. This is a point of contention among podcasters. Do engaging transitions and handoffs. Promote, brag about your stuff and other people's stuff. Stay curious, relax, allow humor to happen. Be who you are on the radio. Let me say that again. Be who you are on the radio. It's not be who you are on the radio, like the person you are on the radio, be that in not radio. It means on the radio, be the person that you are not on the radio. In other words, be yourself. And the last point is take risks and dare to be great. Okay. That's pretty good. Excerpted from Creating Powerful Radio, Getting, Keeping, and Growing Audiences. And the address, I gotta have these loud guys walk by. Thank you, loud guys. The address is creatingpowerfulradio.com. That's creatingpowerfulradio, all one word, .com. So that's who spoke. Now I am facing another sign. If I go to the left, I go to 95 Wellington Street, Rail Trust Tower, and the Canadian Pacific Tower. If I go to the right, I go to the Commerce Court, the Ernst & Young Tower, and the Design Exchange. If I go straight, I go to First Canadian Place. Does this tell me much? No, not really. So, if I continued along, by the way, if I continued along 95 Wellington West, excuse me, I would be going toward the CBC. The CBC Broadcast Center has its part of this whole, whatever the hell this is, of the PATH system, underground mall stores stuff type thing. Now, the signs in the PATH under the Toronto Dominion Center are consistent with the design of the Toronto Dominion Center, which was done by Mies van der Rohe like 40, 50 years ago. Black, sleek, modernist. Some of this weird beige marble stuff, you know. And the stores you get in the PATH system are like all stores you get in a mall type situation. Down in this section, there's like a lot of clothes stores. Let's see. Holly's, Danier Leather, Rietman's, Litzenza Spirit, Brogue, Town Shoes. Did I mention Town Shoes? And I'm going through, now I could go down another hall to the left, which would be toward the Royal Trust Tower and the Standard Life Center. Jesus Christ, is this confusing. Yeah, that's part of the point. Now, the thing about the PATH system, the direction that I'm going, whatever that happens to be, is not the only direction. I have gotten lost in this freaking place. And it's... the signage is not the clearest signage in the universe as far as where the heck you are. Let's cross over into First Canadian Place. How do I know that? Okay, there's an Aldo Shoes on my right and an LCBO on my left. Oh, I hate this part because it's not very clear in terms of your directions. Looking up at three PATH signs. One is pointing the way that I just went, and it is red, indicating south. The one on my left says, you're in First Canadian Place. west to Richmond Adelaide Complex, Standard Life Center, and Sun Life Center. The one on my right says, you're in First Canadian Place, east to Scotia Plaza. And it points with a yellow thing, while the west thing is orange. Yeep. And so this is underneath the main lobby of First Canadian Place. And it's very marbly. You got your white marble type stuff and you've got your beige marble type stuff. And there are slight stairs going up to some sort of a plateau, and there are a bunch of diagonally kind of stairs and escalators going to the mezzanine, which I know has a food court. Lots and lots and lots of food courts. Now, who is usually here in the PAD system? Business people. People who work in these great tall buildings that you see when you see the skyline of Toronto. They all got to eat. And also people who don't want to go outside, because you may have noticed, sometimes the weather is crap here. Over to my left is something called Marketplace, which is like market stalls, basically. Food and stuff. Over to my right is a couple gigantic banks of elevators. And up ahead of me is a Tip Top Tailors. Next to it on my left is an HMV. And nobody's on their cell phone except for me. I'm going to walk over here to the right. This is one of the more open areas of the PAD system. Now, it feels like there's a fair amount of space. Very open and light. And yes, I am walking by a waterfall. It's like a great long thing, ramp of rocks. And on top of the great big ramp of rocks, I'm standing still now, by the way, if you hadn't already figured that. At the top, there's this line of gurgling places where the water gurgles up. Yeah. Now, which way am I going again? Now, Toronto's PAD system doesn't go terribly far, really. We're going to take it up to as far as it goes up. Although, you could say that it continues north of the Eaton Center to that thing that's north of the Eaton Center. Crap! What's it called? It's not the Hudson's Bay Center, because the Hudson's Bay Center is at Bloor and Yonge, and it doesn't go that far. Hey, this is me interrupting myself from the future as I'm sitting in the Atrium on Bay. That's the name of the building that is directly north of the Eaton Center. And I did get here through the PAD system. What the hell did I do? I went through the food court and then went upstairs and then went up a level to get some coffee from Second Cup. And then went through the Dundas TTC station, but instead of going northbound subway, I went southbound subway, which is an entirely different direction you have to go to in the station. And then on my way there, I found a door for the PAD system that said, hey, go through here to Atrium on Bay and the bus terminal. I was like, hey, you can do that? So I went through, and here I am on the lower level of the Atrium on Bay. And it's called the Atrium on Bay, A, because it's off of Bay, and B, because above me, I'm looking up, there's this atrium. In other words, it's space going up like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 levels up, and then there's a skylight above that. So, you know, there's your Atrium on Bay. And then if I went a little to my left, I would be able to go straight to the bus terminal, which is on, well, not too far from here, off Bay and Edward something? Whatever. And that's the bus terminal. So technically, you could go from the train station, a Union Station, to the bus station. I mean, the bus station, you know, with, like, Greyhound buses and stuff. So you can go to the bus station all the way on the PATH system. And this is definitely as far up as the PATH system goes, is if I continued along the Atrium on Bay to, I don't know, it'd be pretty close to Girard or something, I would think. So that's how far it comes. That's how far the PATH goes north. Can't go any further than that, as far as I know. We'll see if I interrupt myself from even further in the future. But for now, that's me at the Atrium on Bay, correcting myself from the future. So it doesn't go terribly far. It only goes as far west as how far we're going, which is, I think, well, around to the, is it still the Sheraton Center? Yeah, Sheraton Center. And which is not too far from City Hall. It only goes east about, I don't know, a block? Around Yonge, maybe? Okay, here we go. North. 105 Adelaide Street West and Richmond Adelaide Complex. All right. I'm turning right. And so people go on the PATH when the weather is crap. They don't want to go outside. Or, in summer, I find myself going on the PATH because it's too freaking hot outside. And it's air conditioned down here. Oh, you know how far east it goes? It goes to, last week. My parents were here, and we went to St. Lawrence Market, and which is another show, and we came back up through the PATH. We went up through BC Place, and the way to BC is God, I don't remember the names of anything. I'm gonna look at one of these maps you don't ever see enough of in the PATH system that shows the entire PATH system, and it reminds me that I'm in the Exchange Tower. Okay, fine. So what's the... First off, this map is turned on its side. East is up. West is down. Thanks, that's really fucking helpful. And I'm next to a booster juice place. Okay, it goes as far east as the Hockey Hall of Fame. Thank you, me, for remembering that. Hockey Hall of Fame is part of BCE Place, which is Yonge, between Front and Wellington. It only goes east that far. And I learned, being in that part of the PATH, that that's where the Cerealicious place is. Cerealicious is this fast food place, like any other. It just specializes in different kinds of cold cereal. Well, they have some hot cereal. Like different toppings, and you can mix them all together and all that shit, right? That's where that is. I'd heard about it, but I didn't know where it was. That's where it is. We're nowhere near there. Point is, very concentrated, the PATH in Toronto. In Montreal, well, the underground city, kind of, only in French, and it goes way further. I think when I did the thing in Montreal, the episode before PodCamp Montreal, I went through there. I can't remember how much I included in the show. But it goes, their system, the underground city there, goes throughout most of downtown. Pretty much most of downtown. It's really impressive. And it's very useful when weather is a particular kind of shitty there in Montreal. Nothing but mall, 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 mall type stuff. You can walk on and on and on and on and on, as I'm doing right now. Only I'm wearing these boots.
Don't look down! Under, we got to stay under, we got to stay under. In a mind that's under, we'll both sail under. I've got to stay under, I've got to stay under. Help me find it, give me love.
Modern Boys, Modern Girls, and Stay Under from an album called I Might As Well Break It, which is available on iTunes. If you're hearing this before North by Northeast 2009, they are playing at Neutral, which is a little place just down the street from Honest Ed's on June 18th. That's the night before I have to go to Podcasters Across Borders, so yay, I can go. So hopefully I'll see you there. Now, I got that track from the PodSafe Downloads section of publicbroadcasting.ca, and there's a new blog and podcast there totally dedicated to awesome music like that, and it's called North by East West. Justin, the podcast landlord, is so subversive. For links to that, the Modern Boys, Modern Girls MySpace page, and all kinds of crap that I'm talking about in this and other episodes, go to this very podcast's blog. That's descriptiontoronto.com. Now back to the path. At this point, heading up to the Sheraton Center Hotel.
I don't think I've ever been in here. Have I? You can answer me? You know what this reminds me of? It's really weird. I don't know why, but this reminds me of Harrods in London, only with way, way, way more room. I don't know why that makes me think of Harrods. Maybe it's like the escalators that take up the center of the space, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Maybe that's it. Everything is very... The ceilings, I don't know, ceilings, they're ceilings, but they're very dark wood. And there are these mahogany-colored pedestals that come down from that ceiling. And, wow, high-back chairs, leather, dark green. And banquettes. Around those, what did I call them? Posts, pedestals, whatever the hell I was saying. Banquettes. There's an older couple sitting on one right now, resting, having a chat. All this is to my left, by the way. To the right is a bank of elevators. Information, tourism, and transportation. Kind of a little business center, internet business center thing. Okay. And screens, monitors that show the events of the day. Above that, about, I'd say 10 feet above me, are these weird, giant monitors that take up entire sections of walls. And they basically have screensavers on them. What this it looks like, they're like little tiny butterflies that disperse. And in the middle one, that's just above me, there's, I don't know whether I'm supposed to be seeing this, but it's like a little piece of an Apple desktop. There's the time. There's the volume icon muted. There's the spotlight icon. And then there are these other icons on the desktop for Fres, data, Fres, April 12th, Fres, freeze, April 12C, copy, freeze, April 13th, window. I don't know, maybe those are the icons for the animation that's going right now. But it's kind of weird. Turning over to my left again, the older people have now left the banquette. And so, dark orange, high back chairs, incongruous seating situations with shelves around it, like they got it from IKEA. And in the middle, a long table, like a long boardroom table. One guy, older guy in a suit, is checking his BlackBerry, seated at it. At the other end are some Asian-looking tourists talking. And above it is this really freak-ass light. Jesus, what the... How do I describe that thing? God dang. It's stupid. It's modern. It's a shade that's like this cylinder that's a bit convex, or is it concave? It's like it's imploding. Convex? God, I hate math. And around it, and it's decorated, kind of, with the same sort of dispersing butterfly motif that you got going on the deal here, on the screens here. Now there are some directly to my left now, there are some workers in gray polo shirts with insignia on them who are now looking up at the Mac desktop situation happening on the monitor behind me. It's now behind me because I've turned away. And I guess they're trying to figure out how to get rid of it. I'm gonna guess. And, okay, I'm gonna go back down. Oh, across the way, across the all the seating junk I was just talking about, across that, it's a place called Traders, which is a restaurant bar kind of situation. Very, very dark. Lots of very dark wood. Lots and lots of very dark wood. This was recently redone. A couple years ago, I think. Oh, also, as I'm going down the escalator, I'm facing now a bunch of modernish wickery rocking chairs that are facing the outside, a window, and on the other side of the window is this, guess what, waterfall that's got steam rising from it or something, steam mist rising from it. So I guess that's where you're supposed to sit to calm down. Okay, leaving that area. Am I back where I came from, or have I ended up someplace where I wasn't in the first place? Now, if I were... Okay, I'm turning around. Now, if I were to... No, I'm not in the same place I was. Yee, crap. Because now, if I were to continue going to my right, I would be going up to City Hall. Yay. And this is not where I started. Look at the map. Because I don't want to go towards City Hall. I want to go somewhere else. You know my problem with the maps in the path system, whether they're actually associated with path or they're not, is it's really hard to find something that says you are here. Where am I? Your location. Okay, thank you. To City Hall parking, to Richmond Adelaide Center, to the bay. That's where I want to go. So I want to turn to my right and go down this long hall. Got it. Or, as the actual path sign says above me, you are in Sheraton Center Hotel, east to Thompson Building, 390 Bay, Hudson's Bay Company, Simpson Tower. Oh, I have to go east, because I can't go west anymore. That's as far west as that goes. And the Sheraton Center is Queen Richmond E and University-ish, something like that. Great American back rub across the hall for me. If it was the Great American foot rub right now, that would be better. Okay, now this is familiar. I'm going up a ramp through another food court. Quesada Mexican Grill, Noodle King, Waklicious, McDonald's, Edo Japan. And a jewelry place. There are a lot of jewelry places in this area. Jewelry place on the right. Going past that then. It says you are entering Thompson Building, 390 Bay. In this area, it's all a little less snazzy. You've got more independent vendors. More freaking jewelry. Do women have to get bought off to like fuck anybody at the Sheraton Center? Is that the point? I don't know. I'm going past the perfume store too, so there's that. But we're headed toward the bay. It's hard not to think of it. Which is also its own episode. But this is the main, flagship, Hudson's Bay Company department store. First department store, the first vendor in all of Canada. One would say, and I probably would say in a future episode completely about this, probably when they finally go out of business, is that people who worked for Hudson's Bay Company kind of founded Canada, sorta. Not entirely, but they were the ones to go out west because they were like, you know, getting fur, trading fur and stuff. And so many of the first towns out west founded by white people were by the Hudson's Bay Company. They weren't quite so much towns as they were Hudson's Bay outlets where people would get their supplies because white people would tell them they needed supplies. So we are in the bottom of the Hudson's Bay Company, and that is the bottom of the bay here is a market food stall type deal. I keep associating this with British things, as Hudson's Bay Company is wont to be associated with British things. Now, I don't know if this is a British Commonwealth kind of deal, but I never saw this in the States, where you'd have major department stores, and on the bottom level would usually be dedicated to food. Because like Harrods, as I was saying before, Marks and Spencer, and here, the Bay. And so you've got all this. Right now I'm standing in front of a bakery and, you know, take out rotisserie chicken and that kind of deal. Over in the distance is a Leonidas candy thing, chocolate thing. There's a pharmacy to my right. And this is a major department store, you know, like Macy's or something, right? And I'm walking past the pharmacy and walking into where there's kitchenware and patio things and whatever. So above me, it's about, I don't know, maybe 5 or 7 floors of department store goodness. The Hudson's Bay Company is not what it once was, as most things aren't. It was bought up by people I can't remember, but I think they're American. And You're in trouble. Eaton's, the other one of these deals, department, big Canadian department stores, they got bought up by Sears. So where we're headed is the Eaton Center. And it's one of its anchors is, of course, Eaton's, but it is now only Sears, so it's a Sears. So here's another, as I have patio tables on my right, luggage on my right in front of me, bedding on my left ahead of me, a down escalator directly in front of me. Did I say in front of me twice? And above me, the old path signs. And this one says, you're in Hudson's Bay Company. North, Queen Subway Station, Eaton Center, 1 Queen Street East. Yes, sir. So I shall go left. Through the bedding section. Okay. Thus ends my... Okay. You're in Hudson's Bay. How long did it take for me to get to another sign that no longer said north anymore? This time, we're going east to Queen Subway Station and 1 Queen West. So if you were following the whole Eaton Center thing, you were probably going, hey, wait a minute, didn't you just say Eaton Center? Where did that go? You know. More bedding. Here's another north sign. Thank you. Hudson's Bay Company, Queen's Eaton Center. Turn left. And so we are going left. And here comes the entrance to Dundas TTC station, going around the revolving door and the center. And there's a homeless guy ahead of me in a wheelchair. And on my right, escalators to get into the Dundas station proper. Going past there. La 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 la. Oh, wait a minute. Would it be Dundas or would it be Queen? It's Queen, I'm sorry. Queen Street, Queen Station. Escalator to Queen Street and Eaton Center. Opening the door the wrong way. That's twice I've done that. And here we are in the Eaton Center. Ta-da! Which would be another subject for a show. Now this is really, essentially, where it ends. There is still a sign above me. Well, not right above me, but to the distance. I look across the seating area for the food court. Yes, another one. This is for the Eaton Center. And then above me to the mezzanine. Yes, another one. Well, actually, Eaton Center is nothing but mezzanine. Kinda. And it says, path, straight ahead, Dundas Street. Technically, then, the Eaton Center is part of path. However, it is also part of path that would have its own episode. So, this is where I'm going to end. I'm going to go up now. Well, I guess I could keep going. No, I couldn't. I'm going to go up now. So we have gone from Union Station, and Union Station again, up to the Eaton Center, all without going above ground. And you can continue on doing this up to Dundas, which is the other end of the Eaton Center. Neat. Not terribly inspiring from an architectural standpoint, but when it's 20 below up there on the street, or it's really freaking windy, or it's really raining and you don't have an umbrella, or it's really like 30 degrees Celsius freaking hot, you don't really care about architectural innovation. You're just happy to be able to get somewhere without being outside. That's what the path system is all about. So I'm going to go up this escalator. The email is description.to.dot not dot. DescriptionTO@gmail.com. The blog is DescriptionToronto.com. There will be many links, I think, off the top of my head. Well, at least Valerie Geller's links, I can tell you that much. Because content, kids, is everything. Although you would never know from the show I've just finished. Oh, do as I say, not as I do. So, as I lean against one of the railings of the Eaton Center, I'm going to get the hell out of here. I am hosted by publicbroadcasting.ca. Justin Beach doing his damnedest to make Canadian media accountable for its bloody self. And music and culture and stuff like that there. So thank you to him. Do I have anything else? Probably, but I can't think of it. So thank you for listening to all this. I'm going to go out in Queen Street. So that is what I'm going to leave you with. Me going back above ground on Queen Street, just west of Yonge. Take care, will ya? Thanks.